got that nerd rage. Nerd rage. I got that nerd rage. Nerd rage.
From comics and games to movies and TV, this is the Nerd Show on 1310 KFKA.
Nerd rage. Nerd rage.
Now here are the nerds.
Good evening, Nerdians. This is the Nerd Show, and I am Hulk, and
Hello.
Farley is back.
I am back.
He's back in studio, back in the Auto Collision Specialist Studios, and...
Did you guys miss me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's...
That was fast.
There's a... Why do I always struggle with Michael's nickname? I always struggle
I don't know.
With it.
You guys...
It's what again?
Do
it's,
I have
it's
a nickname?
It's currently like my pet name for him, because I'm the only one that uses
what
it.
What is it? The irresistible...
Him.
Irresistible?
Not irresistible.
Oh.
No.
Simply irresistible.
The incredible Mr. Micah.
Yeah, it's
Micah,
not that hard
Micah.
To remember, but I just can't.
It's not.
I can't.
He just doesn't think I'm incredible.
I think you're irresistible.
Simply
anyway.
Irresistible.
So
fine. Is there candy? Simply irresistible.
Michael has been bringing in the snacks lately.
He's becoming the snack.
What did
He's
you...
trying to take my title.
Last week we had... what did we try? I forgot.
Pizza Pringles.
Oh, yeah, the Pizza Pringles.
That's right.
I listened to the show.
Yes, Pizza Pringles. They were okay. I didn't mind them. I like chips. So Ed Gage was with us from Code Ninjas.
Word.
And he liked them, but they didn't taste like pizza.
They don't ever taste like pizza. I always think that they taste more like Chef Boyardee, you know, like the canned raviolis and stuff like that. That's what I think those types of pizza flavored things taste like.
You're
it's
very
like a weird tomato-y.
Yeah, flavor. It was like spaghetti. It was more like spaghetti. You're kind of, I was telling Ed this on the show. I said you're kind of more the stickler on the false advertising thing. So if it says it tastes like pizza and it doesn't, well, even
you
if it's delicious, it's still going to knock
like
it
pizza.
Down. Still going to knock it down a little bit for you.
Yeah. They should call it pizza-ish.
Pizza-ish.
But the branding
slightly
is...
Slightly like pizza.
The branding for pizza is so much better than it tastes like spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah. If you like canned SpaghettiOs, you'll love these chips.
Yeah.
Boom!
So we didn't go crazy with that one. That one was not nerd choker.
Yeah. I think it's got to be... Like, when you name things, especially food, that's your first presentation to the person. And so if you're representing it falsely by saying something like pizza and then you eat it, you're like, no, that's not pizza. And so automatically you think it's worse than what it actually is. Where mm-hmm. if you just said like, this is a tomato basil paste Pringle, people would probably like it better.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's my two cents. I'm going to leave it there.
We'll get to our review here. We also have a great conversation coming up. We're talking to some folks from... It's a local, kind of a local club,
yeah.
Farley.
Yeah.
The USS Russell Cass.
Yeah. It's the Northern Colorado branch of Starfleet. So
Starfleet.
If you're into Star Trek and Starfleet, this is a way you can actually join Starfleet and participate.
Did they bring some of their fleet in, Michael, or was that you? Were you showing yours off to them earlier?
Yeah, I was showing off the USS Centaur.
I saw it on the desk, and they were like, oh, Michael brought his stuff in there.
Yeah, I brought some of my...
So we're going to have Jared... Is it Jared Finkenbinder? Is that...
We're going to have to get
he'll say it on the... He'll
correctly.
Say it. Well, we screw up.
Jared is here. Yes.
Jared is here, and we got another great guest, too. So we're going to... Basically, we want to let you know, listeners, if you've never heard of these guys, you've never heard of this, the fleet in Northern Colorado, we're going to give you some information there. So
yeah.
That'll be fun to talk to them.
It's a great group.
I guess some sad news for me personally. Terry Goodkind passed away, and I don't know if that's like a main name. It's not like he wasn't like George R. R. Martin,
right?
J.R. Tolkien or anything like that.
Sure,
but he is a phenomenal writer.
I had personally never heard of him until you introduced me to him, and then actually after he had passed, I saw several people on my news feed that reposted. That he had passed.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't just you that was mourning. I know there's a lot of people out there that are feeling like they got a hole in them.
They tried to make... Now, Terry Goodkind, let me just... The way I discovered Terry... So I came up to UNC when I was, obviously 18, 19 years old.
When you were a young whippersnapper.
A young whippersnapper. I went to... at the time, we had Borders in Greeley. Remember Borders?
Yeah, I remember Borders.
I went to Borders. I'm just looking for books to read because I know, I don't know anybody up here, so I'm going to be reading books and watching movies. So I bought Naked Empire, and that was a part of the series. I didn't know that.
You were thinking it was going to be a bunch of naked
Empires. People. Yeah, just empire, naked people running around. I liked the cover of it. It was such a cool cover, and I was like, okay, this will be a good book. And that was, I didn't take the time, was buying books, and I didn't take the time to look, is this part of a series? Or so I start reading into it, completely lost.
Because it was like the middle of the series?
Yeah, it was like the seventh book that he'd done in the Wizards First Rule series. So I read that, I'm like, I'm so lost, I don't even know who any of these people are. So I went through and said, oh, wow, this is like book number seven or whatever. Yeah. So I went back, and this was like, I honestly didn't pick that series back up in like 2 years later. I read Wizard's First Rule, and I'm reading this book. I'm loving it. I remember one night, it was like 1,000 pages on this book, and I get to like page 600, and it's like 11 o'clock at night, and I couldn't stop. I just could not stop. Yeah. And my roommate worked on the oil rigs, and he wasn't going to get home till like 5 in the morning. I remember reading until 5 in the morning because I heard my roommate's pickup, gigantic Dodge pickup, pulling in. And I looked over. I was like, holy cow, it's 5. I'd been reading all day, all night, this one book, Wizard's First Rule, that he wrote in 1994. And then he continued on with so many great books. I'm actually going back and rereading.
He's got quite a few books.
Oh, there's so many of them. I mean, I have a lot of work to do.
You do.
As far as reading. But he was tremendous. You know, you could tell a lot of his philosophy was through the wizard, the main wizard in his book, Zed. And you could hear his voice a lot of the times through him.
Yeah.
You know, he was big into the forest. He lived out in the woods. And, you know, he kind of, all in a weird way, kind of practiced what he preached for one of his main characters, too,
That's
being a
cool.
woods guide. Now, they created a series, and I was really bummed about this. They created a series on the CW, which already spells disaster.
You know what you're getting into if it's on the CW.
They called it Legend of the Seeker. And I actually thought it only went one season. It went 2 seasons.
It did go 2 seasons? So I went back and looked at this, and I don't remember.
Yeah, I Googled it real quick to see. Because I watched like 2 episodes of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, I'm not trying to be the book, you know, stickler here. But it was so far away from the actual books that I just couldn't get into it. And so I just said, you know what? I don't want this to ruin my view of the series anymore. So I'm done. And then it got canceled. They could have done this so much better, and I was really bummed out. So I felt bad, you know, for Terry Goodkind and this masterpiece that he's created to kind of get fluffed up a little bit on the CW.
Right. Well, something like this seems like it should be more feature film than TV series.
If anything, like a Netflix-type deal now, you know, what we're doing, like with The Witcher.
A little more budget.
I mean, The Witcher, I love The Witcher, but for crying out loud, we made a series out of The Witcher, and it's a video game based on a book.
Mm-hmm.
And I love The Witcher, don't get me wrong, but my goodness, Terry Goodkind's work was so much better, in my opinion, as far as put together and storylines. But anyway, sad story. And we need to get to, I know we got to get to our review here, but, you know, Terry Goodkind will certainly be missed. He has a lot of fans. Let's get to this review here, guys, shall we? Michael, what are we trying today?
All right, so we are
just
trying.
Into those.
Yeah, no, he's just been sitting
Yeah, pretty much. We're trying Smart Food Cap'n Crunch Berries. It's a popcorn mix.
I feel so smart already.
They actually do have crunch berries in the popcorn.
Yeah, they do.
Snodge berries taste like snodge berries.
That's one of my favorite quotes. Interesting. Very interesting.
That's kind of how I feel. It's very interesting.
The popcorn doesn't actually have much flavor to it.
Not a lot. I mean, it's got a slight sweetness. I don't know if it's rubbed off from the crunch berries that are inside of there, or if it's like a kettle corn kind of a thing.
It's called Smart Food, so I'm guessing it's supposed to be kind of healthy.
Well, the Smart Foods white cheddar popcorn is amazing.
And it's not terrible. It's not bad for you, is it?
No. It's decent. I mean, it's all right, but I think you just got to watch your salt content. But this is weird. I'm a texture guy, you know, and so like when I'm eating foods, the textures have to blend well together. This is one of the reasons why I don't like Oreos in my ice cream, because I don't think those textures match very well. And this is giving me that same not pleasant texture. The crunch berries and the popcorn don't go well for me, texture-wise.
No. I'm going to agree with you on that. It's very...
It's weird.
That's really
strange.
Weird.
The popcorn by itself, no, there's not enough flavor to it for me to.
Yeah. See, I could eat the popcorn, but you don't like popcorn a whole lot.
I don't know. I'm not really crazy about popcorn. It gets stuck in my teeth. And
neither am I.
Yeah. I could do without popcorn. My wife loves the white cheddar popcorn. Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff.
She loves all different kinds of popcorn.
I mean, I hate it, but I still eat it anyway because it's there.
I'll eat it if it's there. And I'll eat movie popcorn, you know, butter. I'll eat that.
Movie popcorn.
But this isn't movie popcorn or white cheddar. It's really, it doesn't pop for me. And then you throw, okay, we threw in cereal, a Cap'n Crunch. Okay, I mean, Cap'n Crunch. Who doesn't like Cap'n Crunch? Overall, for me, I know we got to go. I'm not going to give this Nerd Show approved. It's not awful. It doesn't taste bad, but I'm gonna give it like a 7. 6.5. How about 6.5?
I'm going to go 5. Honestly, like, I don't know.
Crunch fries isn't my favorite. It's like eating celery. It's doing nothing for me.
But I think even just the popcorn by itself, the weird berry-ish flavor that they have, I'm not really digging it. Not going to lie.
Michael?
All right, so I've never had Cap'n Crunch berry before. Those are actually pretty good. But the popcorn,
good.
The combination just is not working for me.
It's just really bizarre.
I'm going to give it a 7. Thinking positively. So this is not Brady. I didn't cheat this time.
You were truthful.
Yeah.
You were very truthful.
By the way, you know those nerds that I brought in a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Tanner Schwint likes them. Tanner Schwint, host of
Brew Talk, coming
Brew Talk,
up.
Yeah.
Has he been eating? Has he been stealing them?
Well, he kindly asked for a few.
Yeah.
And I was eating so many, so I gave him.
You know, this is like the third snack I think in a row that has not been Nerd Show approved.
Man, yeah, I need to bring something in. You guys are spending a lot of money on all these snacks.
I've got one sitting in my drawer, just waiting.
I can't wait.
Me too. I've got one sitting in the drawer, one sitting in the fridge.
We're going to talk to some great folks here coming up in a minute. USS Russell Cass, a Northern Colorado chapter of Starfleet International. I know Michael's pumped up. We'll get him in studio here in just a moment. This is The Nerd Show, presented by Right Coast Pizza in downtown Greeley.
Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Set up like right when we're coming back in.
That's how we roll.
That's when you know you're prepared. It's a radio show.
Well, we got distracted. I mean, we were talking and then we're like, oh, you know what? We should get ready.
You were still working on your Cap'n Crunch popcorn fiasco mix.
That was just
very, very.
I don't like it. I'm still going to eat it.
Well, we're excited to have some great guests in studio with us. Sorry to make you guys wait so long, but we blame Michael. That's what we do here. Everything that happens negatively, we blame Michael, right?
Well, I was talking to these gentlemen before the show.
Yeah, that's true. He's one of the reasons that we were running late.
Well, he's I mean, you three could probably talk for hours upon hours upon hours upon hours. USS Russell Cass, a Northern Colorado chapter of Starfleet International. Great to have you guys on. Introduce yourself for our listeners for us.
I am Captain Jared Finkenbinder, CO of the USS Russell Case.
And I'm Second Lieutenant Rod Matlock. I am the acting officer in charge of the Starfleet Space Marines.
Oh, that's awesome. So I want you guys to kind of get into, first off, the chapter. Tell us a little bit about it. You know, listeners tuning in right now thinking, wow, what is that all about? That might be something I'm interested in.
Well, we are a chapter of Starfleet International, the Star Trek Fan Association. And there are close to 5,000 members around the world in over 200 chapters in all regions of the world. And so we are a Northern Colorado chapter. There's a couple other chapters here in Colorado as well. But it's a fan club. we're all geeks. We're all nerds. Yeah, really. We all get together and just nerd out.
So what do you? Yeah, tell us about that because I want to know. Like, what do you? What do you guys do? What is it? I become a part of this this chapter. What kind of things can I expect?
We have away missions where we go to an astronomy group.
Oh,
or,
cool.
Or to you know, the telescope in Berthoud, or things like that. We have shore leaves where we all come together and just kick out and have fun.
That's what we did last weekend. We had a potluck. It was a shore leave potluck, and we watched Picard.
Nice.
and had some excellent food and just geeked out.
We'll do trips to the movie theater. We'll do.
So we met you guys at the bowling alley.
At the bowling
Micah
alley,
and
for
I
one
met
of our
you.
Meetings, yeah. Yeah, regular yeah. meetings.
We also, not this particular chapter, but the chapter from Denver, they do lots of conventions. We also did Monster Days a couple years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Unfortunately, this year, everything imploded.
Yeah. Right.
So we haven't done any conventions. We haven't done any of that
right.
kind of stuff. But that is one of our things that we'll do, too.
Getting back into doing more conventions and events and whatnot.
Yes. And we also have a camping event. As we call it Final Frontier. And it's usually more than just overnight, but it's more of an astronomy event. We'll bring out telescopes and whatnot and observe the skies, and it's overnight, like I say, for camping.
Wow.
More than one day. And we also have various different activities during the day to keep everyone occupied and happy. And Batlift tournament.
Oh, nice.
We'll go to the shooting range or, you know, things like that.
And, we have, laser water pistols fights.
That's awesome. I mean, there's a lot more than just like getting together and talking about Star Trek. I mean, you guys are doing, you know, different mm-hmm. kind of events that are just fun throughout mm-hmm. Throughout Northern Colorado, throughout the state.
Yeah, we also do community service.
Oh, wow.
That is one of the bigger things that we're trying to get going is community service for various different community activities.
Nice.
We had plans this year to help with the summer reading program at the library.
Yeah.
Obviously, everything shut down, and so summer's gone. So.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, I keep forgetting that it's the 23rd day of September already.
I know.
It's gone fast
second
but slow
fall,
at the same time.
Actually, yeah, is now the second day of fall.
I always say fall's like September 1 in my brain. Cool. I know it's still hot, but once I hit September.
Well, tomorrow's supposed to be over the weekend, it's supposed to be almost 90.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Our definition of fall is very loose in Colorado.
Is.
But we are now legally allowed to wear flannel. That's how I look at it.
Yes, all right.
You get your pumpkin spice
stuff. I
wouldn't
be sweating
and
like
all
crazy,
that.
But I am wearing flannel.
Yes, I'm doing it.
I'm really excited. She got to get out all of her sweaters.
That's right. Yeah, you can put your pumpkins out. And all that, you're allowed to do that. It's okay now.
Yeah.
So do you guys have a online presence then, since we can't do a lot of stuff socially? So what is the online aspect of
right now
Starfleet
we're
look
on
like?
Facebook is where our main online presence is.
Mm-hmm.
We will have a website here soon. So again, most of what we do is personal interaction with mm-hmm. each other in the group. So it's not just, you know, here's our online webpage,
right.
That's it. We do things. We get together, even if it's just for a meal or something
that.
Right.
You know, we'll get together. We're all pals in this thing. Mm-hmm.
How long have you guys – when did you start this?
Well, it's interesting because our anniversary of starting the Russell Case – is end of September.
Oh,
so
happy anniversary.
We're getting close to 1 year.
Wow.
We
cool.
commissioned in July, on July 4th.
Yes.
Was our commissioning. So that means we became a full-fledged chapter of mm-hmm. Starfleet International.
So who came up with the name Russell Case? Because obviously that's not a Star Trek reference.
No, it's not.
So where did that come from?
That's from 84.
Right.
Independence
Day. The Independence Day,
Day
movie.
Independence
yeah.
Day.
So you just wanted to honor him and what he did in the movie by
We liked
crossing.
The spirit that he had in Russell Case in the movie Independence
totally.
Day.
Totally.
He made the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah, yeah when the nuke wouldn't
the world,
release.
To save his family, yeah. to save the kids from the yeah. alien attack. And
I love
that
it.
Just is.
When he flies up into the mothership.
That is a Star yeah. Trek spirit right there, whether or not it was Star Trek or
yeah.
not.
Well, no, I thought that was actually great without you guys. I mean, that kind of shows that it's not just necessarily about Trekkies and, yeah. and you know being diehard Trekkies. It's about the entire nerd universe.
Well,
and just getting together about all
there
that.
There are other chapters around the world. Some of them deal with like military ships. That, mm-hmm. that's the name of their chapter name or their ship name, as we call it. And various, it just runs the gambit.
Some are into history.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of ships that are named after historical figures and mm-hmm. things like that. So we knocked around several names. Yeah. We wanted kind of a name that would be a little bit different,
mm-hmm.
not just Star Trek related.
Right.
Because of that, because we don't just focus on one genre.
So yeah, that would be more of your guys' niche is just an overall, just getting nerds together
yeah, exactly,
to have a good time.
Exactly,
yeah. I mean, it sounds like you have a pretty good emphasis on astronomy as well. I mean, a lot of what you guys
well,
do
heads
kind
are
of
in
deal
the stars.
With that. And,
yeah.
totally, right?
Well, that's kind of cool, though, because you guys can branch out a little bit, right? I mean, obviously stay true to the core of Star Trek and getting together and watching Picard and discussing. And but you can do all these other things, whether it's activities or just nerding out on something else that's not necessarily Star Trek.
Yeah.
Well, it makes everybody welcome. You know, like I know when Mike and I came by and met you guys for the first time, we felt extremely welcomed. We had a great time.
Good.
Indeed, we did.
Yeah. I know Micah was in heaven. He was having such a good time.
Do you
have
any burning questions? I mean, you guys were talking. So, I mean, he talked your ear off already, but he's too busy eating that popcorn back there.
Yeah, I was.
Then he gave a 7 rating, but he's eating it like it's a 10 rating.
Well, it's food. It's right in front of me, guys.
Well, you know, it doesn't matter if it's bad popcorn. You're going to eat
That's
it.
That's one of our big motivators.
Yeah, popcorn's
too.
Popcorn. You're going to eat it.
So I don't blame you. If it's in front of you, you're going to eat it.
Even if it has some Captain Crunch in it.
Yeah.
You got to eat it.
Very weird combo, but that's what we do here.
Pick it apart.
Now I'm not going to start my own, but if I started my own, do you think USS Packlet would be a good idea? Because I'm always asking Farley, it is broken. Please help. We
that
look
is a
for
very
things.
Common
looking
question.
For things.
Yes.
If you're gonna do the USS Packlet,
yeah, always looking for things. And actually, I would be manipulating Farley.
You,
if you saw that episode,
good luck.
Yeah, no, Farley's way smarter than me, and as you saw in the episode, the Enterprise won.
Do you have any burning questions other than that? Other than that kind of question, I mean, anything on your mind, Michael?
Not currently. Sorry,
okay.
I was.
I've been. What does it take to start a starship? All the chapters are named after starships. So, what's it take to start one? You need to have 5 members in good standing in Starfleet that get together and want to create a starship. That's what it takes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little bit of paperwork here and there, and a little bit of, you know, application stuff and all that. You need to find a mothership that will
sponsor you.
Sponsor you. So our mothership was the USS Tiburon down in Denver, and they sponsored us.
Wow.
You get together, start figuring out what your chapter's about, because
mm-hmm.
every chapter is so different from each other.
Yes, what you want to do, how you want to do it. Uniforms is a good thing. There is no specific type of uniform that the USS Russell Case insists on.
Okay.
You can use any of the uniforms that have been through the Star Trek universe. So,
well, that's cool.
Some ships do have a set uniform that they want you to wear. So, you know, it's all up to each individual chapter, each individual starship, how they want to run things.
So how do you become part of Starfleet itself? I know you said you have to have 5 members that are in good standing with Starfleet. So how do you become a member of Starfleet?
To be a member of good standing, you have to become a member, and that's $5 a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's, wow, that's pretty,
it's $5 a year for an individual. Yeah. We have family plans.
Family plans.
That up to six family members together, I think it's like $20 a year. Mm-hmm.
And then when you become a member of Starfleet, I think you guys were telling us that there are some online resources that come with that.
Starfleet Academy is the big one.
Yeah.
We have over 10,000 courses, free online classes in Starfleet Academy.
And they run the gambit from horror movies, John Wayne, up to astrophysics and things like that.
And real rocket science.
And real rocket science. Yes. I mean, yeah. I mean, and it's a cryptology.
Wow. So, I mean, it's so much of it, too, is, yes, you're nerding out on fun stuff, but you're very educational, very informative. Oh,
very much so. In fact, I know of several homeschoolers that use the Academy as part of their teaching curriculum.
Wow.
Nice.
That's awesome. Can you guys stick around with us for a little bit longer? Get some more details?
Yeah.
We're talking USS Russell Case, a Northern Colorado chapter of Starfleet International. I'll get you some information coming up. Facebook page, all that. How you can follow, stay in contact, get to know the guys, too. We'll be right back. It's The Nerd Show, presented by Right Coast Pizza in downtown Greeley.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Awesome. Farley, did you know that? These guys are rolling here.
I did not. I mean, it's a very happy tune.
I like that. Yeah, you guys, we were talking during the break a bit about Picard and how it was a little darker. Well, that was good. We livened it up a little bit. Yeah, that was fine. We're talking to some great folks from the USS Russell Case, a Northern Colorado chapter of Starfleet International. I want to give out some information, too. I mean, ridiculously reasonable to join, to get involved, too. Starting one up, as you said, there's maybe more to it. But to join and get involved, there's really nothing, not a whole lot to it, right?
No, you need to go onto the internet and go to sfi.org. And right there on the front page of sfi.org is a Join Us. And you sign up and join Starfleet. If you're wanting to be part of the Russell Case when you're doing your application to join, you need to identify us as your ship of choice.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool. I'm on there now. I'm just looking at it, how you can get through. I mean, I'm seeing all the members tick up, too. So, I mean, something you guys are you said about a year, right, for you guys personally. But when did we get this whole thing going?
Starfleet International started back in the 70s.
Wow.
So it is one of the oldest Star Trek fan groups in existence.
How did they manage that without the internet, honestly? Like, because it seems
it
like
was
a lot of
work. Done by U.S. mail.
Yeah, by
Wait,
U.S. mail.
What is that?
What is that? This is a mail.
We don't do that anymore.
Snail mail.
Take a little piece of paper and stick it onto another piece of paper, and stick it in a box, and some guy in a blue uniform would come
just
and take
shows
it away.
Up. This sounds really creepy.
Is it like the Pony Express, too? Is that still going? No, that didn't last.
So how long have you guys been members of Starfleet?
Well, I was a member of a different ship here in Greeley. And so I've been doing it for about 4 years now.
Okay.
Off and on. I came from a different I came from a different group as far as a reenactment group.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this much better because I have a much more broader things I can do.
Right. Well, it sounds like you guys just are all about having a good time and camaraderie.
Yeah. And it is. We get together and we have a good time.
So obviously there's a ranking system within Starfleet. I mean, because you're a captain, Jared. So how does that ranking work? Like, how did you become captain?
Well, as a CO, Starfleet bumps me up to captain. I started out as a crewman when I first came aboard a ship. Everybody that starts aboard the Russell Case starts out as a crewman recruit and works their way up through the ranks. To get to certain rank levels, it's a combination of time and grade and activities that you participate in on the ship, and academy classes. So to get to officer level, you have to take a certain couple of classes to get started out of enlisted ranks to get to officer ranks.
Wow. So you just work your way up. Kind of like gather points along the way, essentially.
And each ship determines that differently.
Also, you can go to – it's not necessarily a set thing set by Starfleet. It's
set for
bracket.
Our ship.
Oh, okay.
And other people have different ways of doing it. We went through several of the other ships what's it called?
Their rank structures.
Their rank structures
like
and whatnot.
How
we wanted to do it.
Oh, wow. So, again, give out some information, too. You mentioned the website that you can get to, but people can find you on Facebook, too, just to kind of get an idea of what you're doing as well.
Go to Facebook and search for USS Russell Case, all one word, all smished together, and you'll get to our Facebook page. And from there, we share activities and events that are coming up. We also... share just general Star Trek trivia and knowledge and things like that on there. And then we have a pretty lively discussion group that's right now through Facebook Messenger that is all of our ship members can talk with each other on that group. So
you guys just talking about different nerdy topics on the Messenger?
Pretty much. We do some planning and whatnot on there as well. Right now, we've been doing a lot of Zoom meetings with each other just because we aren't all able to get together.
Well, brings up something that I live in Castle Rock, whereas the ship here is based out of Greeley.
Right.
Myself and my roommate, we both live in Castle Rock, so we travel back and forth.
But we have members that are in New Mexico.
Yeah.
We have members on our ship that are in Iowa. So, we're not always together, we do find ways to interact with each other.
So you guys were kind of doing the long distance relationship, quote, before COVID even started.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So anybody anywhere can join your ship.
Right. Correct.
We have members in Colorado Springs as well. So.
Like I said, going on your Facebook too, and you guys list up all of your events coming up too, all your as you were talking about, a lot of fun things for get together purposes too. So those are also listed on the website, or on your Facebook. So if people are thinking, this seems interesting, they can jump over to that Facebook page and scroll through and find a few things that you're doing.
And one thing, you do not have to be a member to participate, but you do have to be a member to be able to advance in the ranks.
Okay. You could see something on your schedule and say, "Wow, that I might try this out. I want to go join them."
Exactly.
Be a Federation citizen.
You just want to come out and see what's going on. And we'll be more than happy to show you what's going on.
Like I said, when Micah and I went down, you guys were very welcoming to us and showed us what you guys are all about. Mm-hmm. And we had a great time.
And if anybody has any questions, they can email me at co@uss-russellcase.org.
Say that one more time for us so we can get that out there.
co@uss-russellcase.org.
Perfect. Anything else you guys want to add? Upcoming events? Anything you want to promote while we have you in studio?
Coming up in November, we're planning on going down somewhere between Castle Rock and Colorado Springs where we can find a spot with no lights. We're going to be watching the Leonid meteor shower.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
That's awesome. So. Well, if anything, you guys have the schedule in your mind of when those showers are happening, too. So if people that are interested in that maybe don't know until, tomorrow. No, that'd be nice to be able to plan that out because how many of us that aren't in that world just go, that'd be sweet, but I suddenly can't. But they can plan it out with with you guys. That'd be kind of cool.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we're always open to new activity ideas, too. Everybody that comes aboard the ship has an idea of what they would like us to do. So we always accommodate all of that.
Very inviting process, fun process. Guys, thanks so much for making some time. Appreciate you jumping on board with us on our on our kind of ship today, I guess. It's not as cool, but...
And we thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys. We'll do it again sometime soon, okay?
Cool. All right.
All right, we'll be right back. We'll wrap up the show. It's the Nerd Show presented by NoCo Mobile Gaming. We'll talk about those guys coming up next.
NoCo Now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Is it intense?
Well, it's weird. It's like, you know how the show The Boys is like really graphic and violent?
Yeah.
The comic book is 10 times more.
Like, so is it like over the top? It's just everything.
It's very over the top. It kind of ruined it a little bit for me because, I mean, I don't know. I just don't like a ton of language and stuff when I'm reading something. It just, it loses it.
A lot of bad language?
A lot of bad language and like a lot of very graphic scenes and stuff like that. So it's just, and some of the topics were not my cup of tea. So I don't know. If you're into that, I'm sure it was enjoyable, but it's not my thing.
I don't mind bad language. Just
but you
don't
can't
go too far. But,
yeah, I mean, that,
bad language
like
loses
really
its punch
far.
If it's like
the
F word every
F and S.
Right.
Yeah.
If it's that, then you're you've lost me too.
It's like every word in the book.
So it's basically it's like me watching a Broncos game.
Sure, yeah. I've never actually.
And
sat
nobody
with
wants
you
to watch
you
that.
Watch the Broncos game.
Yeah, you don't. Right. I get.
Is that
where,
a reason you do it alone?
Upset from time to time.
Yeah. Especially when they start 0-2. Are you going to join the USS Russell case, Michael? Are you thinking about it?
If I lose my job, then yes.
I'm sure that could be arranged.
But I'd rather not lose my job. I just don't have the time. I don't have the time to watch a lot of the stuff online, a lot of the shows that I want.
It's getting difficult, isn't it? The more content that comes out,
it's hard to keep up.
I mean, you get The Mandalorian coming up in October. The Boys is out.
Boys season two.
I mean, I really want to see those things. But, you know, my other side of me, I'm also a sports guy. And we got four different leagues happening right now professionally.
You need to pick what kind of nerd you want to be.
It's kind of crazy. Yeah, it's nuts, man. And I mean, like I said earlier, starting the show off, talking about Terry Goodkind, I'm wanting to go back and just reread stuff.
Right.
That's ignoring all the new stuff that's
like
coming
20,000 pages.
So is this our last show of September?
I think it is, isn't it? Today's September 23rd.
No, we've got 30 one days as September.
We got one more.
Oh, we got one more. Good. Because we started our October spooky stuff. What are we doing for that?
Spooky stuff.
Are we going to review Dracula finally? Are we going to talk about that?
We can talk more about Dracula. I mean, I think we talked about Dracula last year when it came out.
Yeah, but I only watched the first one.
Oh, you got to finish it.
At that point. Now I finished
it. You got to finish it. I think we should go back and talk about some old movies. Maybe we could talk about the different horror movie series that are out there. You know what I mean?
Ooh, like what do you think about doing another tournament?
Another tournament?
Yeah, like we do with the superheroes,
like we
do
it
with spooky
Madness?
Heroes.
Ooh. I like that.
I like how we plan the show on
there. Or like movie monsters.
Yeah.
How are we going to like, you put Freddy. Jason and different
things. That was already
like
done in a movie.
Well, it was, but let's
would
put
do
it out to the public.
Put it out. That's how we do it.
Pinhead in there and Candyman.
Chucky.
And the Blob.
Don't forget Chucky.
Don't forget Chucky.
How about Giant Ants?
And Chucky.
No.
That movie from like the 50s.
I love the movie, think the Giant Ants would win. I don't think.
What about
they
the alien? What are the alien? What is it? The alien clowns?
Oh, killer clowns from outer space.
Those scared the heck out.
They got a Funko Pop.
Man, they did?
Yeah, they did. They recently came out with the Killer Clowns Funko Pop, I think, several months ago now, but it was kind of a big deal. For some reason, that movie, like, came back, and it's, like, all of a sudden, like, super popular.
It was so scary to me when I grew up, but that now I go back and watch, I'm like, that's
so scary. It's so cheesy. It's so cheesy. I mean, it's right there with, like, Ernest Scared Stupid.
And that was another one that scared me. That little troll with those trolls. That was terrifying.
I was a big fan of the Leprechaun series.
That was scary, too. That's what the troll looked like.
The Leprechaun. Yeah. I'm going to trick you.
That was a terrible Leprechaun. I should have done that. I'm sorry, everybody.
It was very good. I liked it.
Should I admit that I'm not a big fan of horror movies?
You should admit that.
I figured
that.
You would be.
You know what?
I'm just like not. You know what?
Do you get scared?
They're just not my genre.
Are you? Do you get? Be honest. Do you get scared, or is it just you're just not into it?
Just not into them.
Have you ever been scared?
I'll admit if I get scared. There were two episodes of Next Generation that I was watching, and I watched them back to back. And they were the more creepier side. And I just happened to be here. It was late at night. Yeah. Everything in the building was really dark. And I'm scared out of my mind.
Yeah.
And I'd seen these when I was a kid, but I'm a grown adult watching this in reruns. And I'm like freaked out.
I still get freaked out of stuff. If I watch something, I'm like, totally. I'm going to sprint up the stairs.
Like, I have a hard time remembering, like, watching a movie, like, feeling scared while watching a movie. I don't really get that a lot, but it's the afterwards, like you said, where you're sitting by yourself, that you start to, your mind and your imagination go wild, and that's when you get scared the most. I think if a movie can leave that impression on you to freak you out later on when you're sitting by yourself, that's a scary movie. But watching the movie doesn't necessarily scare me in that moment.
It depends on the movie. If like an Exorcist type show movie, those are freaky to me. Yeah. Freddy Krueger, that kind of stuff, that doesn't scare me. It's just not. It's like over the top. It's great.
Dude, there was a movie a long time ago about a monster that lives inside of the closet, and he like something about sound triggers this monster, or he makes a sound. Ooh. It's like a tone thing. It's like boo, almost like. Close Encounters of the Third Kind. You like the boo doo 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 doo. But a different sound. I don't know. There's a kid in a keyboard. But this monster comes out of the closet and he eats you. And that movie left an impression on me. Like, I was terrified of my closet for a long time because of that. But he's also a scary looking monster thing. I got to go back and find that.
I was always scared. I'm like telling 30 you.
When I saw
I'm telling you, the Ernest Scared Stupid, that troll. Freaked me out, man. I couldn't go downstairs to our basement because it wasn't finished. Yeah. So it was creepy and it was creaky all the time.
Yeah.
I couldn't go down there for a long time. And that was supposed to be like a fun, supposed to be a kid's movie.
Well, yeah, but it is creepy.
It's very creepy.
It's creepy, but I love that movie.
Oh, it's so, like now movies. I could watch it and I'm totally fine. Yeah. But
you know what always freaked me out a little bit? The hand guy from Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh,
when he puts his hands up with the eyeballs inside of his palms. My wife does that to me all the time.
That one's so creepy. There's a lot of... We're going to have fun. There's going to be a lot of creepy stuff going on.
Let's talk about monsters some more.
Monster. Maybe we'll get a little preview of it next week. We'll start getting into it. Because you can never have too many.
You can't see my eyebrows, monsters. But I'm lifting them.
You're lifting them up and down.
Yeah.
That's Michael's doing it, too. And he also did the hands thing. Thanks again to the great folks from the USS Russell Case Starfleet. That was awesome to talk to those guys. It was cool. Great people.
Guys.
Go to their Facebook page and search it if you want more information. That's going to do it for us.
Stay nerdy.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.